Deputy Fire Marshal in the City of Bryan, William Bouse, joining us this afternoon. You were down in Pinehurst and had the pleasure of driving through the storm.
Yes, I did. That was quite a storm that came through.
I'll have that. Why don't you turn that mic a little bit so you're almost eating it there? And we always talk about turn around, don't drown. I'm guessing you didn't face any of those situations, but if you did, you knew what you had to do.
Yes, absolutely. I had good roads, and it was draining well in that area, so I didn't encounter having to make that choice of finding an alternate route. But obviously, it's better to arrive safely than it is to arrive as early, and I would have done so if I needed to.
The other thing I like to piggyback whenever Scott talks about it when it's raining in the morning, and that is to make sure that you have your headlights on.
Yes, and pretty much everybody I encountered out there had their headlights on. Some of the newer vehicles are blessed with having an automatic setting where when it gets dark, it'll sense and turn the headlights on. That was something that everybody seemed to be doing well out there, and that made it a lot safer for everybody.
Speaking of safety, one thing that we want to bring up, particularly the holiday weekend coming up next weekend, but there's a lot of us who have been antsy about wanting to get outside and fire up a barbecue and that, or fire up the grill. I know I just misspoke to legions of people who say they grill instead of barbecue, and I apologize for my continued misstep there. Regardless, we talked last month, I believe, about a set of circumstances that leads us to another reminder. If we're getting cabin fever, to go outside and set fires for outdoor cooking to do it properly.
Right. We did have a recent event where side of a house caught fire from somebody who was trying to get away from the weather that had come in and had placed their grill right next to the wall of their house, and then with the ignitable liquids that were too close to it, it spread the fire across the wall of the house and actually entered into the attic through the eave and did some damage inside as well. But that only shows that it's just not safe to put it too close to the house. Our fire code usually tells us to keep it 10 feet away from any combustible structure, and that's a pretty good guideline. You also want to look at the surfaces around and under as well, as we've burnt a couple of porches, wooden porches, from grease drippings and things such as that.
I'm also thinking you also have to account for the wind if it's blowing towards or into the structure.
Well, you do. You have to account for the wind. You need to have an extinguishment source, say a charged water hose with the sprayer turned off, ready to go. You need to account for wind. You need to account for your surfaces around you. And you need to make sure that the kids are not getting too close to it. We don't want any injuries, don't want any burns. And we are all anxious to get out there and either barbecue our grill, our turkey fry, but it needs to be done safely. Otherwise, that joyous occasion is going to turn into a tragedy.
And then finishing up, another update, if there is one, about the trash truck fire.
Well, the trash truck fire, as we reported earlier, we were able to close our criminal investigation fairly quickly with the lack of evidence that we found of any kind of criminal act, intentional start. The engineers that were brought in by various persons, insurance companies and so on, are going through several pieces of the trucks. They're doing a lot of forensics. This takes a lot of time. I've been asked by lots of people whether we got an answer yet. Well, no. There's a lot of little pieces being taken to the lab, ripped apart, looked at under microscopes, the whole bit. So once it gets into this end of it, it may take a while for an absolute determination of exactly where or what piece failed and how it failed to create this incident.
And that's our update. Deputy Fire Marshal William Bouse, City of Bryan, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.